Couple of minutes after 8 o'clock. Welcome to a Friday edition of the Mornings with Ed show. And yeah, we're going to make believe that it's sunny and bright just for our guest this morning because she wants it to be sunny and bright. She brought in the sunshine with her. I could refer to Joelle Padoue with the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce as a ray of sunshine. I can do that this morning. Good morning, Joelle. How are you today?
Good morning. That made my day. Thank you.
Oh, no. You make my day when you come on in here.
I'm blushing. Look at me.
You brought in another ray of sunshine today.
Yes.
With Della Planning is Alicia Della Cruz. And anyone who's ever had to plan a wedding, and certainly if you're planning your own wedding, you know the stress involved behind it. Who planned your wedding?
I actually didn't have a planner.
Okay.
I was kind of young. I didn't really care. Whatever. We don't want to get to that. But I do want to say... Alicia is also one of our ambassadors.
Oh, so okay. Ambassador.
She's not only a chamber member, she's an ambassador, so that's important.
Wow, that is. And yes. Thank you for doing that, and thank you for your involvement with our community as an ambassador with the Chamber of Commerce.
Absolutely.
Alicia Della Cruz is Della Planning, and I was saying earlier on air that I absolutely love the name. That is the most creative name, Della Planning. Reminds me of Della Soul, the band, and I go off into these tangents of, wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
So what got you into wanting to plan other people's weddings? I can't imagine the stress of planning someone else's wedding.
Yeah, the stress is the first thing everybody kind of acknowledges when I tell them I'm a wedding planner. But I don't think I like always thought I would be a wedding planner. When I grew up, I wasn't dreaming of my own wedding or dreaming of being a wedding planner. Right. I just kind of fell into it, to be honest. Okay. In college, I started working with a bridal designer, and then I got really interested in the event side of bridal designing, like going to Fashion Week and traveling to Chicago and New York. And I was like, I really like doing versus being on the computer. Right. And so that kind of geared me towards weddings. And then I started working with a really well-known wedding planner here in Orange County who was sort of my mentor. And then I started my own business.
Okay. And when someone does their own wedding, they don't hire a planner, like in Joelle's case. When someone does their own wedding, what are the things that fall through the cracks that you notice that they miss that you don't?
Yeah, I think there's not enough time right now to go through all of the things.
There's a lot of it, huh?
There's a lot because, you know, doing this every day and planning weddings, versus how many I plan and someone, it's their one, usually their first and hopefully their only wedding that they're planning.
Right.
So they really don't know. It's a profession for a reason. I feel like sometimes it's easy to forget that because people are like, oh, wedding planning, like I didn't have one or I didn't need one. And like the difference between having one and not having one really, really shows on wedding day.
Right.
I will say probably the one thing, since we don't have a ton of time to go through every single thing that can go wrong, is I noticed that couples won't enjoy their wedding day as much. Because right. you're not present, you're worried about things, or your aunt or your cousins, they're setting things up, they're running around, and you are just not present in your day. And so if you're going to spend any type of money, I think,
right.
then you should be present.
Right. How do you handle a bridezilla? Do you often meet bridezillas?
You know, not super often. I feel like people think it's more often than not because there's obviously all the movies and all the TV shows, and they're like, bridezillas. And I get very lucky that, you know, I think you attract a certain type of clientele. Obviously, my brand is very specific. I have calls with people beforehand. And it's sort of like we're interviewing each other because we want to be able to work with each other for a very long time.
Right.
And also, I always think there's a great planner for everyone. Right. So, you know, maybe the quote unquote bridezillas. There's also groomzillas, I will say.
Okay. And what do they worry about? Is there a different concern from the groomzillas that you get from the bridezillas, for instance?
For sure. I would say grooms typically worry about finances a lot more.
Yeah.
And then brides definitely, obviously, decor, design, like a little bit more of the aesthetic. And they're like, oh, if it's that much more, it's okay. And then the groom's sitting there like, no. Right. No, like it's not okay. Right. Don't increase the budget.
It's time for me in a Seinfeld reference. There's an episode of Seinfeld where George is having to buy wedding invitations and he goes directly to the back of the book where the cheapest wedding invitations are and it ends up killing his future bride because she licks the poisonous toxic envelopes because they were so cheap.
Oh, geez.
Just a Seinfeld reference for the audience that knows I often do that. As you're planning, as someone calls you for the first time, they go, hey, we're having a wedding, it's in July, whatever. What is that first meeting like?
Yeah, so I also do social and corporate as well. So when I get an initial call, I kind of find out what the celebration is, if it's social, corporate, or wedding. But the process is pretty similar all along. We have like a consultation call, and I get to know their overall like hopes, budget, guest count, location is huge because I also do destination. Okay. So if we're going to like Cabo, it's going to be a really big difference than staying in Laguna. So we just kind of chat through everything they know and everything they don't know, and then I guide them.
Okay. All right. And is there I'm going to go back to weddings here for a second. Is there a difference between first-time marriage couples and maybe someone who's been married before and around? Do you treat those couples and the weddings differently if they've been around the bend once or twice?
I would say, sorry.
Or do they handle it differently?
Yeah, they definitely handle it differently. Okay. I think that I treat them all the same. Right. But I think when it's a second marriage, usually they say, like, go ahead and do whatever you want. Because I've already been married. I've already done this before. But I've also had it go the other way where they say, I didn't have a really, you know, extravagant first wedding. I maybe went to the courthouse, or maybe we rushed into getting married. So now I really want like something extravagant and beautiful. Right. So I think that they're definitely treated the same on my end. And then I can feel out which direction they're heading in, if they want me to take over or if they want a lot of handholding. And then also the planning, there's different levels of planning. If I'm going to do everything or if I'm going to do just like 2 months out. So that also determines like how I.
And if let's say it's a groomzilla that's handling the conversation and wants to come in just way cheap or way inexpensively, let's say, is that a conversation that you adhere to? You go, okay, well, we can do it for this price. Or do you try and convince them, hey, you know what, maybe you want to just loosen up a little bit and let's plan this the right way.
Yeah.
Let's get a two-tiered cake.
I feel like majority of my job is honestly educating. It's not really convincing or, you know, steering them in a direction. Prices are prices and the industry is how it is. So right. I more so am just letting them know these are the going rates for a professional wedding photographer. These are how much linens are going to cost. This is how much. And I'm being very realistic. I'm a very logical person. And so I really can like explain things in a way where I'm just telling them like, this is what it is. Right. But if you wanted it to be different, you know, you could do DIY and like that wouldn't involve a planner, obviously. Right. So I feel like I am more just educating them on what it is, not trying to convince them, not trying to sway their vision. You can really do whatever you want on your wedding day. And I'm like saying, here's what I offer. Here's what the industry does. Does that work?
So you mentioned wedding photographer. Is there a standard price for a wedding photographer, or is it all over the board depending on the hours that they're there or whatever? What's around, how much would I expect to spend for a photographer for a wedding?
Yeah, that's a very hard question because it does depend really greatly. It depends not only on the number of hours, it depends on what you're getting, like the deliverables, if you're getting, you know, just online images, if you're getting an album. It also depends on if the photographer is doing this like full time as their profession or if it's like a hobby, right? Like they're a wedding photographer on the weekends and they're going to charge a lot different than a person who is, you know, investing all of their full time and equipment. Wedding photography is, I think, more expensive than people think because they think, oh, it's just a camera, but SD cards and all the time they put into editing. It's very, very time consuming. Okay. So you're paying for their time as well as their talent.
And you have a host of photographers perhaps that you like to use. Let's say someone comes up to you and goes, well, you know what? I want you to plan my wedding, but my friend has a camera and she wants to shoot it. You're okay with that? And then do you plan around them? Does that cause a problem?
Yeah, the friends. that's like, but my aunt is going to do the flowers.
Right.
I'm like, oh, all righty. It depends. So if that friend is a professional and they have insurance, there are requirements at venues. You have to have insurance. You have to, you know, be a legitimate business. Different venues ask for different things. Right. So as long as they meet those requirements, I'm happy to work with them. Right. But if they don't meet those requirements, then I will be able to like guide them to someone else and like be like, okay, these are the photographers that have insurance and are within your budget and within your style, and help them in that aspect. Same thing for florist, any vendor, cake, even cake, you know, if a aunt wants to make the cake, have insurance. Right. So there's lots of things.
All right.
I have to say though, Alicia helped us at State of the City.
Right.
And there's a couple things where like somebody came up and we didn't know that they were going to be at that table. And Aaron and I are like kind of looking at each other because we both hadn't done Stay of the City. And Alicia's like, do you want me to talk to the catering and blah, blah, blah. And like talks in code. And I just looked at her and I was like, yes. So she was really helpful to have her because she knew and she already worked with the people at the montage.
Right.
So
already had that relationship.
Already had that relationship.
The door was open for you.
Yeah. And it was like, I'm on it. And I was like, I don't even know what she's doing, but she's on it. And right. then it all worked out and it was all fine. And right. I was like, cool.
And I'm not just saying this because you're here in front of me, but this year's State of the City was beautifully planned. It was magnificently orchestrated and planned. And I, of course, gave the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce all the credit in the world. And now I guess I'm giving you some of that
Joelle
credit as well.
And Aaron did everything. I was just there to help on the day of and support how I can. And I definitely do jump in when I can.
All right. That's and yeah, once again, Joelle, fantastic job.
We got a little taste of her wedding skills.
Behind the scenes. I definitely get into, like when I'm at an event, even at the golf tournament,
yeah.
I'm like, okay, we're cleaning up. Great. Okay, this goes there. And you just kind of second nature comes out.
So are you there, and I'll use the term as fresh as I can. Are you there to beat up, like for instance, the hotel and the catering department of the hotel? And if they tend to cut corners sometimes, are you there? Can you spot it right away and know the corners are being cut and then go, nope, this is what I asked for. This is what I want. Is that part of your job?
Is that my job? My job, I guess. But however, also my job is to make sure that everybody knows what is happening that day because there's a lot of planning. I create like a 7-page timeline and checklist and all the details. So people don't really cut corners because at the end of the day, it says exactly how and what you're doing.
Right.
So I guess unless you were running out of time or there would be a really weird reason you would be doing that.
Right.
But my job is to make sure that what is on the planning document is being executed and also what the couple wants is the vision and is what's happening. And then if there's a reason we're not doing that, maybe there was a problem. And then my job is to solve the problem.
How much lead time is ideal for you?
Ideal. Oh, I've done like 2 months planning a wedding and I've also done like a year and a half.
Right.
With COVID also things got pushed back. So I've done like 2.5 years and I'm like, oh my gosh, this wedding here yet? So I don't really have an ideal. I would say like 6 months to a year is like comfortable.
Right.
Anything closer than 6 months, I definitely need to work with a couple that is great at decision making. Because
right.
if not, we're like close and I'm like, what's happening? What are we doing?
Right. We have our general manager and afternoon girl, Alyssa, just recently got married a few weeks back. She got married on a ship. And did the wedding on a ship. She planned it herself. So she did all of the planning herself. I don't know if she got any help from, does a ship have a catering department to help with planning?
More than likely, yes. All the right. catering department, however, wouldn't help with like the decor and planning aspect, but
right.
they may have a coordinator on site.
Right. And is it more difficult, for instance, to have a wedding take place on a ship when you're not really, you know, bound to things? Oh, we ran out of cheese. Go get some cheese.
Yeah.
You know, is it more difficult?
Yes, I would say so. I haven't done a ship, but I've done destination, and it's right. similar because I'm going very far away.
Right.
So I need to make sure that I have everything, and especially Cabo, I actually don't speak Spanish, so I can understand quite a bit, but I had to make sure that I had, you know, people and places to help translate for me
right.
and make sure we had everything, and I couldn't forget anything in California, obviously.
Right. Now, forgive me, De La Cruz sounds very much like you would be speaking Spanish.
Yes,
like,
it does.
Okay, but no Spanish in your vocab.
No Spanish. I can understand a bit. I blame my parents 100%.
Right.
I am like third generation, so my parents didn't speak Spanish. Mm. I didn't grow up speaking Spanish. Mm. One side of my grandparents did, but it never got passed
yeah.
on.
Yeah, I
never got passed on either.
It's rough.
Yeah. I'm to blame at my house. I speak fluent Spanish.
Oh, no.
I grew up in a household that spoke fluent Spanish, and my daughter speaks no Spanish.
You have to change that. There's still time.
She's 30 now, so unless she wants to take classes or whatever, it's up to her.
Yeah, the classes are hard. I've taken so many classes in college, and you know that's why I think I can understand a lot. But
right.
it's when you're not practicing it, then
right.
you forget it. And right. I don't practice it
right.
in Laguna. So
how many projects can you or do you have right now on your plate? Do you have more than one or two or three? How many do you have on your plate? And when is the cutoff? And you go, well, I got a lot on my plate right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Well, so for the year, I typically take around 30.
Okay.
And then it just depends because, you know, some months are heavier than others. So right now, probably on my plate, I'm like working consistently with about 8 couples, you know, and some are for next year, some are for later this year. And then every couple has a different time period with me too. So some are 6 months out, some are 2 months out, some are indefinite and I can work with them for, you know, from the moment they hire me.
Right.
So it just ranges. And then I did just hire help in the back end as well. So I have a coordinator who helps me with like organizing and, you know, keeping me on top of things.
Right. And this is the dumb guy question. Has there been an instance where, for instance, the bride, the veil tears on a nail or something, or mm-hmm. or there's something that happens right before the wedding that must be taken care of? Give us an example of anything that may have happened like that. No?
Yeah. I mean, so many things happen all the time.
My sister had to get sewed into her dress, but she was a bridesmaid.
Oh,
but
yeah.
She totally like ripped it, and my aunt was like sewing it in the limo on the way there.
For sure. That happens a lot, like dresses tearing. Yeah. I feel like it's the things, in terms of things going wrong, I can only control so much. Like dress tears, veil tears, obviously those are like accidents, and those happen a lot. The only thing that comes to mind that happened right before ceremony is, and it wasn't, it was just the bride didn't have her bouquet, and so we had to run and get it, but we were supposed to start. So it wasn't a huge deal, like we didn't have to sew anything. veils have definitely torn, but they're actually quite hard to see when they tear, like if it's a small tear before, like if they tear during first look or something. So, and they're too delicate to sew. So you kind of just have to hopefully have a bride that's like, it's fine. And the photographer can either edit it, but again, it's very hard to see. Yeah. So you wouldn't see it.
There's got to be nothing more rewarding than having a cool bride.
Right? Oh yeah. Yeah. And I mean, also the team has to, like our job is to stay, you know, anything that happens is to really just jump on solving the problem and not making it a bigger problem and staying calm and collected. And I feel like that's really a strength of my entire team. All the girls that help me on the day of, they definitely are like, okay, let's fix it. Or like, they'll let me know, hey, the maid of honor's dress is completely tore. And I'm like, okay, great. Let me bring you a sewing kit. Like, yeah.
So if there's somebody out there thinking about getting married, and we've said 6 months to a year is a good amount of time to give you to do that, mm-hmm. how do they contact you? Or if it's someone just doing another kind of event that's not a wedding, how do they contact you? Where do we reach you?
Yes. So either on my website, I have an inquiry form. It's delaplanning.com, or via email. It's my first name, Alicia, A-L-E-S-H-A, at delaplanning.com. Also, Instagram, you can go on there and press contact, and it has like my cell phone number and my email there.
Right.
And she's on the chamber.
And I am on the chamber. I am on the website there, which you can find me, yes.
All right. And I once went to, and I'm not kidding when I tell you this, I once went to a wedding that had about 1,400 people there at the wedding, and about 850 were guests for the ceremony itself, and the rest came for the party itself. I think, if I'm not mistaken, the father of the bride bought like a 6-pack of Meisterbrow and one ham for everybody. It was, it wasn't a lot of stuff for the amount of people there. I think it was just an overcrowded thing. Do you set limits once you realize that they want to have a ceremony and this is where we're having it? You can't have more than this many people. Are you the one that sets that limit?
It depends if I'm helping find the venue. Right. So yes, usually I definitely do. And also the venue capacity. You know, there's fire codes, there's all these rules that we have to follow. And it's not me setting the limit, it's the capacity and the rule of the venue. So they'll let me know, you know, I'm inviting 200. If you invite 200, usually there's a little bit of fall off there. So maybe like 180, 185 will actually come. But we want to book a venue that's going to hold 200 in the off chance that everybody said yes. And that's capacity for the guests, right? So we can still have vendors and a band and all of that.
All right. You hang in there, Alicia de la Cruz. La próxima vez te hablamos en español. And now I'm turning to Joelle and the chamber. You had a ribbon cutting last night?
Yeah, at Laguna Bar.
How'd that go?
Alicia was there. She's
great. Right on.
So beautiful. I can't rave about it more. It's a really beautiful studio. I definitely want to go and take bar. I used to take bar when I was in high school, and so I'm excited to try it again. And Michelle just has like such good energy, and I'm willing to, you know, embarrass myself in front of her. So that was everybody should check that out.
The golf tournament was fantastic, by the way. I'm gonna say this
about that.
I'm gonna say this right now. You and Aaron and with Paul, you guys did a magnificent job. Paula, you and Aaron did a fantastic job.
Thank you. Yeah, it went pretty well. You know, it was my first time doing it, so I learned a lot. I learned a lot about golf. and I didn't know how to ride a golf cart. So I was like, poor Gilder doing the photos, which turned out great.
Yeah. By the end of the day,
you can find them on Facebook.
By the end of the day, you were killing it in the golf cart.
Oh, yeah.
You were.
But it was so funny. He was like holding on. I'm like, oh, sorry, Gilder. but yeah, so coming up, we have, I don't know, you didn't ask, but here I go. So
let's knock it out. Knock it out of the park. What do you got coming up?
Next Wednesday, we have our new member meet and greet at Rum Social. Please RSVP to that. It's going to be awesome. We love Rum Social. Then on Thursday, the 25th, it's coffee with a board member at 9 a.m. at the chamber office. So come meet the board members. We have ribbon cuttings coming up.
Say it three times really fast.
In June. So stay tuned about that. And we'll be posting about what all of our June events are. But in July, you want to get your Pageant of the Masters tickets. Yes. For July 5th. Yes. For Locals Night. You don't want to miss it. It's the first look at the pageant, and it's only $70, and we have great seats. And I started, you know, they're coming in, and so I'm like starting to seat people. And so if you want to be my best friend, I'll hook you up. Yeah, so that's coming up. And then, you know, Taste of Laguna.
Yes, that's right around the corner, really.
Tickets go on sale in June.
I know.
So if you're a restaurant, if you're a vendor, if you want to be highlighted in our silent auction, if you want to sponsor, reach out to us, because it's going to be awesome this year.
Right.
It's going to be great. And we have the Mighty Untouchables back. And
really, really looking forward to this year's Taste. Yeah. I really am. And you guys you've been working on it since last year's Taste, so I know it's going to be a home run. I really
do.
Actually,
I'll shout out the three Please. People that have already confirmed. Jedediah Coffee.
Nice. Woo-hoo! I love them.
Pizza Bar and The Cliff.
All right.
Have for sure said, yes, we are in, right. And we are excited to have them.
So shouting out to everybody in town, if you want to get involved, then contact the chamber. If you want to be a part of this as a vendor, and be a part of this Taste. It's a magnificent event. I can't say enough about it. I love it. It's a great night for us here in town.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a fun party.
Right on. And thank you again. And thank you for being an ambassador to the chamber, first of all. And thank you for the wonderful work you do and the planning you do. I can imagine that your life is quite organized, and if it's not, I won't. I'll just say yes. I can imagine your life is quite organized.
Very organized.
All right.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate
it. My pleasure. Alicia De La Cruz with De La Planning. Where can we find you again? One more time.
DelaPlanning.com and at DelaPlanning on Instagram, and Alicia at DelaPlanning.com for my email.
Thank you so much, Joelle. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great rest
of
the day.
Too.
We'll talk to you soon. 8:25 coming up in just a few minutes. Lisa Farber, LagunaNow.com. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.